Chapter 13. Solo Safe House, Coruscant.
I'm not tired.
Alana Solo, known to nearly everyone but her closest family as Amelia, scowled fiercely at her grandfather.
You know, honey, you only use that tone of voice when you're exhausted.
Han Solo replied, as he tucked her in and knelt beside the bed, searching for the girl's latest favorite stuffed animal, a fuzzy Eopie that had seen better days. It had become Angie's favorite toy, too, and had gone downhill rapidly since the day the Solos had brought the Nexu cub home as a pet for Alana.
So in effect, when you protest that much, I know it's a dead certainty that you are tired.
His hand closed on something soft and slightly soggy, and he grimaced as he pulled out the beloved toy.
Oh, you mean I have a tell?
Han, who was tucking the toy beside her, did a double take.
What?
A tell,
said the 8-year-old.
Like when you're gambling and you do something that lets someone know if you have a good hand or...
I know what a tell is, young lady,
said Han, trying to decide if he was amused, proud, or shocked. He thought about it for a moment, then stroked her short, dyed black hair.
And yes, that's one of them.
She smiled up at him, her eyelids already beginning to droop slightly.
What are my others?
Hey, I'm not laying all my cards on the table, missy,
he said, planting a loud smooch on her forehead. Beside the girl, Angie gave him a feline smile, eyes half closed as she lazily started gnawing the Eopie.
Sleep tight, kiddo.
I will, Grandpa. Is Grandma coming in too?
She's got something she needs to take care of, but she'll be in soon.
But I'll be asleep by then.
This from the girl who was so adamant that she wasn't tired?
Well, maybe I am a little,
Alana admitted.
Well, a grandma's kiss is just as good whether you're awake or asleep,
Han promised her.
I guess you're right. Good night, Grandpa.
Night, sweetheart,
Han said softly. He activated the pale blue hologram of a moon, stars, and clouds that always seemed to give Alana such peaceful dreams, then pressed a button, and the door hissed shut. He walked down the hall to what served as their office in the safe house and poked his head in.
What is so fascinating that you have to miss kissing our granddaughter goodnight?
He asked. He wasn't angry, just curious. Leia hardly ever missed tucking Alana in. Leia glanced up, and there was worry in her brown eyes.
This.
She pointed to a message flashing on the screen. Information you will want to have. Safety for your family guaranteed. Reply for more.
Short and completely mysterious,
Han mused, frowning a little.
It came in on my private channel.
The one only about 6 people and 2 droids have access to?
That would be the one.